you guys have to stop trying to turn these undateable men into dateable men. They're not, okay? If they have a crazy schedule, you're never going to be able to see them. What the heck are we doing? He's undateable. Ciao, anyways.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Quality Queen Control. I'm your host, Aisha Christina Foster. First of all, before we even get into this podcast episode, I want you to like this video, hype this video up if you have the option to do it. Some of you have told me that you have the option to hype the video up, and I very much appreciate it because teamwork makes the dream work. And we are slowly but surely getting back into the algorithm. It feels really good because now instead of receiving comments that say, oh my gosh, where have you been? I didn't even know you were uploading still. I'm getting comments that say, oh my gosh, I was just thinking about you and then I saw your video. So that's a good sign. That means we are back into the algorithm and that means a lot to me. Every single comment, every repost, every share, all the things. Thank you guys so, so, so much. I genuinely do appreciate it. So let's get into today's topic, okay? Rebuilding yourself and stepping into your full potential, okay? And not apologizing for it. Becoming the person that people are afraid that you would actually become is the key here. Because let's be honest, a lot of people do talk about the glow up, right? We love a good glow up, all right? Hello. But we also should talk about the rebuild, right? You know, not that many people may post about the grief, right? Or the nights that you may feel like you outgrew your own life. So we're going to be talking about rebuilding yourself. And it's not going to be the new year, new me version. I'm talking about the uncomfortable, the honestly, the ego bruising and the lonely and faith testing rebuild. And one of the people that comes to my mind in this is there was another creator. And I remember seeing that she was being extremely candid and extremely transparent. And I 100% support her being so real and raw with her journey, talking about, you know, her going through, depression and her getting engaged and all these different things. She was so candid about it. And I appreciate it because the thing about being on the internet is, quickly I've learned, is people want you to be real and raw and relatable and all the things. But the second you are real and honest about your life, people obviously, you know, can have opinions about it. And you invite public opinion, whatever you put out there on the internet. And I specifically remember this myself, where I was telling a story one time, and it's still on my channel. I had like blonde hair. I had on like a pink, like gingham style. I don't know what the name is, but a type of sweater. And I was telling a story. And I remember some of the comments that I got were saying things like, well, girl, you should have known better to do that. And I'm like, this is why some creators don't even feel comfortable saying things that are actually going on in their life, because there's always going to be someone that's trying to reprimand you in your comment section when you're literally just trying to be transparent and vulnerable. But whatever, it comes with the territory. But I really admired that creator's ability to really show, like showcase the good, the bad, and the ugly, okay? They really put it all out there to the point where some people were questioning, like, girl, this is not it. Like, you should take this down. But I appreciate the fearlessness of that person being so vulnerable. So there is power in that, because stepping into your full potential is going to require you burning the version of yourself that was surviving, essentially. So this is the thing. Rebuilding is first going to start with the collapse, all right? And sometimes the collapse can be dramatic. Sometimes the collapse can be subtle. So it could be you waking up and realizing, oh my gosh, I'm overextending myself in my relationships. I'm spreading myself too thin. I'm trying to be here for, you know, this person, that person, that person, that person. And you feel very exhausted. It could be you are shrinking in rooms that you feel like you should dominate. This is something that I genuinely do relate to. I think given the experiences that I have gone through, I think also in life and also in social media, there were a lot of times, and I've spent a lot of years sort of dimming my light because I didn't want to come across as, I guess, who I naturally am. But the irony is, none of that ever helped me in any capacity because people still felt a way about me in general. So the exact thing that I was trying to avoid ended up happening anyway. So it didn't even make a difference. So just be you and be yourself authentically, because, you know, it's just more, it's going to outlast any other version of yourself anyway than, you know, than trying to placate to people's feelings and trying to come across as, you know, like you're not, you know, you don't think you're better and you don't think you're all that and all these different things. No, if you think I'm all that, then I am. Thank you, next. Anyways, you also may tolerate things that don't match your standards. And this goes for romantic and platonic relationships. You could be the type of person that you're tolerating disrespect from a friend where every time you go out, she's embarrassing you in front of people, all the different things. Or maybe you're in a relationship as well where every time you try to mention your, you know, achievements, they're being undermined and you're being talked down to and you're being talked to in a condescending manner. Or you are living your life at, you know, a 50% capacity. You're just half doing everything. These things are not humility. All right. This is fear that's masked and disguised as comfort, right? So psychologically, what happens to us when we are rebuilding is our identity begins to disrupt, right? Our nervous system is always going to prefer the familiarity over the growth. So rebuilding is going to require us to override that familiarity. It's also why we tend to stay in relationships that we kind of know are not really working, but they are familiar to us. And so we'd rather just stay. All right. And that's going to require discipline. For you to override the familiarity is going to require discipline. So the reason why some of us are not reaching our full potential yet is because you're just simply comfortable. You will never be able to grow when you're comfortable because there's no reason, there's no catalyst for you to take any action. As human beings, we are built for comfort. Hello. So we are trying to avoid pain and seek pleasure, usually most of the time. So your full, you know, potential is going to require emotional regulation. It's going to require your boundaries. It's going to require skill development. It's going to require spiritual maturity. It's also going to require delayed gratification, because it's throughout that process that all of a sudden you turn around and you realize how far you are from where you want to be. Think about working out, for instance, right? So you go to the gym, you all of a sudden expect to drop 30 pounds in 30 days. Hello. What do you mean? I just did a crazy ab workout. Where are my abs? Okay. And I'm very frustrated by it. Like, what is not realizing? Well, it was over the course of X amount of time that I was just packing on the pounds and packing on the fat. And then I'm turning around and I'm expecting, because I suddenly made a change, I expect everything to follow suit. And unfortunately, some things like that, they require the delayed gratification. What are you going to do when you're showing up and the results are not necessarily immediate, but they are going to come? You have to put the sweat equity, quite literally, the sweat equity into it in order to see the desired outcome. So you can't be powerful and impulsive at the same time. They can't coexist. You cannot be high value and desperate at the same time. You cannot be aligned and yet you're still chasing validation from people, right? So potential, your potential is unlocked in self-mastery. Mastering yourself is how you can unlock your potential. And not for nothing, really realizing that truly nothing else matters other than you truly knowing yourself. Like, you have to genuinely learn yourself inside and out. You have to be, you know what your fears are. You have to know what your triggers are. You have to know yourself inside and out, aka self-mastery. You have to do these things, because as you walk through life, people will tell you who you are if you do not know who you are, and you will believe them, and you will try to shrink, expand, change, flip, reverse, all these different things. You will try to placate to what people are saying to you about you, all the different things, because you don't really know who you are, right? You have to know who you are, and that will show you what your potential is, because it is in developing those boundaries, having, you know, creating that emotional regulation for yourself and developing the right skills, having the spiritual maturity and practicing delayed gratification, that all of a sudden you realize who you are. All right. Unlocking the main character energy, and that's on period. You know, the beautiful thing about getting older and wiser is you really don't care what people think about you. You are okay with people thinking any way that they want about you if you're living life correctly, because you realize those opinions actually quite literally don't pay your bills. Those opinions are just that, those opinions. And people will have something to say about everything. Think about the things, you know, now I finally understand the term, no good deed goes unpunished. When you're trying to do something good, somebody will have something negative to say about it. You know, oh, you're just doing this for attention. Oh, I don't feel like she was being sincere when she, you know, gave her car away. Oh, I don't feel like she is doing this because she genuinely cares about her followers. Oh, I feel like this person's doing this for views. Oh, I feel like this person's doing this for attention, yada, 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 whatever. And the list goes on and on. Okay. If you do not know yourself, you will believe and take in all of these ideas, all right? Especially when you're in a vulnerable state of transition, confusion tends to come in and you're like, okay, I think I could do this. I think I could do that. And you realize you actually knew the answer inside of yourself the entire time. And this is the thing. As you are on the path to self-mastery, you have to realize that the very people that were being condescending to you, that were trying to control you, that were trying to prevent you from becoming the person they were scared you actually will become. Trust me, you will take in the things that these people say if you do not stand firm on knowing who you are. Having a sense of self is everything, all right? Having confidence, like deeply grounded and anchored confidence, for me, it comes from my faith, all right, in Jesus Christ. Nothing else works, okay? And that's it at the end of the day. So if you are someone that has, you know, you're struggling with who you are, you're struggling with your confidence, try God, like quite literally, try Jesus Christ. And I'm just saying that, like, it is what it is. And I stand 10 toes down on that. We try so many other things, but give Jesus Christ a try, okay? And give it 100% your all right? I promise you'll never, ever be the same. I digress. So because we are very comfortable in our circumstances, some of you may be comfortable hanging out with certain friends. You're comfortable with, you know, dimming your light and trying to not come across like you're better than everybody. But the thing is, you never even said that you were better than anyone, but all of a sudden, all these things are being projected onto you. And this is where the story begins to happen, where you start to slowly but surely not become who you're meant to be. When I was going through what I went through in my time being on social media, and I was like going through all these bullying, harassment, all these different things, I was like, you know, I was just out of my realm here. I could not believe the things that were being said, yada, yada, yada. And it was so hurtful. I wanted to shrink myself. Like, man, like, I don't want to be anything like what these claims are. So in actuality, let me like shrink myself. Like, to be honest, people will say things about me like, oh girl, the video was good, but you could have watched your tone. Then all these other creators come out screaming at you, doing all these things, whatever. But I was always that way, a tough love person, but it wasn't palatable when I did it, but it's okay when a lot of other people do it. And in hindsight, it made me realize like, wow, here I was trying to like pull back on my delivery a little bit and be more palatable and deliver the message in a loving way. And no, that's not even me. It's genuinely not me. So it's not sustainable. And then also, when you watch other people maybe play your role or step into theirs where that is their authentic personality, all of a sudden you realize, well, why am I not doing that? Whenever anyone is themselves, it makes you feel okay to be yourself too. So you do the world a service when you are yourself in any situation that you step into, because you are giving people permission to also be themselves, okay? Now, like I said, you cannot be a powerful and impulsive person at the same time. You have to have restraint, right? So let's talk about this in dating. You can't even step into your full potential while dating from a place of insecurity. Because rebuilding yourself is going to mean that you are not going to be auditioning yourself for men. You're not going to be explaining your standards to men. You're going to stop overgiving, you know, so that you can feel chosen. You're going to stop explaining away every little thing. Oh, well, you know what? He never even calls me. Well, that's because honestly, I don't even like being on the phone anyways. Like, I have things to do. I don't even want him to ever call me because, like, I feel like any conversation we can have, we could just have in person. Okay, fair. But babe, he's not even seeing you in person. You're the one always initiating the conversation. So can you explain that to me? Huh? The thing is, don't bother. Save it. Okay? In the words of the Cheetah Girl, save it for your book, Chanel. Okay? Because at the end of the day, I'm realizing a lot of you have an excuse for everything. And quite frankly, I'm sick of hearing it. Right? And so are your friends. So I'm here on behalf of your friends to let you know that they also don't want to hear it either. We're all sick of you. All right? Because we see straight through it. And they're tired of telling you. So, but I'm going to tell you, we're tired of you. We're sick of you. Okay, you keep making excuses for all these guys, why you're accepting low effort. Oh, go to dinner? I would never want to go to dinner. Why would I waste my time going to dinner with someone when I could just go to lunch with them and get a Starbucks coffee? All right, fine. Are you 21? Do you have nothing else to do? Are you retired? You don't have a job? You don't have anything? You could just take off, you know, at any random day. You could just take off at 3 p.m. and decide to go on four consecutive dates at Starbucks. Be my guest, okay? But how you start things is usually how it ends, right? It's about the investment and the effort. So here you are. And again, I don't want to hear anyone in my comment section saying, that's not true. The exception never makes the rule. So you can step aside. Next, what I'm trying to get at here is the investment that a man puts into you, even if this is the thing. I don't know what some of you are so fake afraid of, because that's exactly what it is. You know that you probably don't even get any dinner dates. So here you go trying to make an excuse for it. I don't even want to do that. Like, honestly, that's a waste of my time. Like, I'm a busy person. Okay, sir, we heard you, sir. So you're making excuses for accepting poor behavior. And now you're trying to play it off like, yeah, I don't even have time for that anyway. So like, I wouldn't even bother. No, you would. And yeah, there's going to be times where, yeah, you might get dressed up and you might go on a date. And you know what? You might not even connect with the guy. That's also allowed. You understand that, right? Because basically what you're telling me is if you are going to go on a dinner date with someone, it needs to be someone you're serious with. Are you a dude? It's giving, I need to know that she's the one in order to give her a ring. Duh. Like, I don't even understand this. Like, you as a woman, your job is to nurture yourself and show up as yourself and be relaxed in doing so. Okay. Your job is to set the standards. You're training that man how to treat you. If you are sending a message that you are convenient, cheap, and easy, and you guys are meeting up at McDonald's, then that's going to set the precedent. He's going to say, you know what? All right, I see she's an easygoing chick. If she wants to meet at Chick-fil-A, all right, fine, praise God. But now I guess I don't have to take her to Capitol Grill or anything like that because, you know, she's clearly okay with us just going on a hike and getting ice cream from Mr. Softy. So if that's okay with you, then by all means, don't be the type of girl that's then all of a sudden hitting me up. And now you want to figure out how to change the dynamic of your relationship because you did this and you did that. Some people probably genuinely do make mistakes. I want to be fair here in saying that. But you have to accept responsibility, especially if you're single right now, accept radical responsibility and saying, listen, I can't be so desperate for a date where this guy's hitting me up on Hinge and he's telling me, you know, because I don't know you, I just want to make sure that I'm getting to know someone, obviously, before I take them out to dinner. Okay, Brokey, if you're broke, just say that. If you're broke, just say that. Because if you can't even do that, that means you're basically, he's telling you, babe, he can't afford to date. He's undateable. So let him go on to the next chick who's going to accept that low effort. You just saved yourself. You see what I'm saying there? All men know that it's expensive to date. It's very expensive. You know, it's also expensive when your boyfriend or the guy you're interested in is posting on Instagram as he's in some sort of club and there's girls walking around hiking up signs with the sparklers, okay? And they're getting a section and they're swaying from left to right. That's also expensive, right? But he's there. And he's doing it. You know, it's also expensive when that clown man that you like is going to some sort of strip club and he's throwing dollars at the whatever. That's also expensive. Okay. You know, it's also expensive when he's going out with his boys and he's on a weekly basis, and they're going to hookah lounges and all these different things. You know what's also expensive? Gas. You know what's also expensive? Life, okay? You know what that's called? Deal with it. This is the cost for existing on planet Earth. If you cannot handle that, I don't know what to tell you, all right? But you guys have to stop trying to turn these undateable men into dateable men. They're not, okay? If they have a crazy schedule, you're never gonna be able to see them. What the heck are we doing? He's undateable. Ciao, anyways. If a man only liked you when you were overextending yourself, then he doesn't like you. He likes the access to you. If all of a sudden, you know, he wants you, you know what? I was just thinking, is there any way you could actually meet me halfway today? Yeah, I'm going to be coming home from work and I'm getting off a little bit late today. You know, actually, you know, I don't even want to make you have to meet me halfway. How about we actually meet at Fridays instead? Yeah, mind you, it's the second date. I'm fully confused. What, we were supposed to go to Capitol Grill, but now you want to meet at Fridays? And here you go, because he put you on the spot. But a real girl, you better stand 10 toes down and you would have been, you know what? Why don't we revisit this at a time where it actually makes sense for us to go out and fulfill the plans that we were once going to, right? All right. Why don't we do that? Don't sit there and be like, oh, well, okay. Because what you don't realize is you already got. He already tested. Oh, okay. I took her from here to here, right? And some men will really play around with you and play in your face. And they had no intention of taking you to Capitol Grill. They just wanted to fake the funk with you to get you to commit. And then now, and then he'll drop a comment. Plus, you know, I heard they're doing free drinks Friday. You know, Liddy. Are you okay? Are you okay? All right. So now he's telling you he wants to have you come along for the free drinks. All right. And you're just thinking, well, I mean, I was already going to hang out with him anyways. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not that type of girl. I don't need like all the fancy stuff. Yeah. You deserve to get played then. You very much do. Don't call me when it happens. Okay. Because you're as ridiculous as it gets. And that's why these things tend to happen to you. Now, they also tend to happen to great women as well. The only difference is you learn from those experiences and they don't happen again. But you can't sit here and make excuses for it. He is sitting here telling you he just changed his plans on the fly and tried, and clearly it's conveniencing him. A man that is truly invested in pursuing you is, I had a guy one time live in like, he lived like an hour away from me, drove me to the city, drove me back to my house to drop me off, and then drove back an hour away, all right? Like, don't tell me what a man can't do, right? So you have to understand, if he simply wanted to, he would, all right? So full potential dating is gonna look like you observing the behavior and not chasing in any capacity. And you thinking that, oh, I'm not chasing him. Like, we were supposed to meet up anyway. Yeah, I understand that. You guys were supposed to go out, but you haven't heard from him. Your plans were to go out for 6:30 on Friday, and it is literally 4:45. And you have not heard a peep from this man. But he posted his hand on his steering wheel as he was driving to work. Okay, right, wow, okay. So he posted that, also viewed your story at 8:43 in the morning, but yet you haven't heard from this man? I don't even care if the man hasn't posted or even didn't view your story. The point is you know that that man is not dead, all right? And unfortunately, we have to assume that he is, right? Because it is 4:45, we haven't heard from him. He must be presumed dead. So with that being said, he won't hear a peep out of, you're not about to sit here and hit me up at 5:45. I thought the date was canceled, babe. I haven't heard from you. Oh, what do you mean? You're giving me an hour to get ready to look this good? Yeah, you have another thing coming. You have to, again, training, put your foot down, all right? I don't care if this seems strict and stern, because I am that. I very much am a strict and stern person, okay? Wrong channel if that's not what you like. And I put my foot down. Oh, okay, well then we can just go out another time. I'm not even specifying with you because I need time to let this like simmer, because you really thought, all right, I don't know what you're used to, but this is how it is over here. You come correct, because when you don't value something, you lose it. Okay. End of story. You have to teach them that very, very early on. You have to realize that full potential in dating is going to look like receiving and not proving. This is a part of you rebuilding yourself as far as dating goes, because too many times we claim that we want said thing, but we're performing in a different way. We claim we want real friends around us, but we are hanging out with girls that are ditching us in Miami, that are acting funny, that are posting subliminals about us, all these different things, because clearly you're afraid of being alone. Dating in with your full potential as you're rebuilding yourself is going to look like walking away quickly when the behavior does not align with a quickness. All right? You have to do that. And it's going to feel lonely. That's the thing, babe. It's going to feel isolating because you realize, whoa, a lot of people tolerate a lot of things that in order for you to find an eligible suitor, you're going to have to say no to a lot of things. And that's just the reality of the situation. If you don't want ordinary, you have to stop accepting ordinary and average. The last minute dates, the late texts, the last minute plans. Anytime he's asking you to go out, he has to have a drink. You're always going out to, every pub. You know, he wants to bring his friends along with you on at the dinner. He's asking you to meet him halfway. He's like, I'm telling you, the stuff that some men do, and you guys, for every woman that allows this behavior, you should be exiled. Yes. Because you are making it worse for every other woman. Every idiot, because that's what you are, that literally accepts low effort behavior and all these different things, you make it harder for everybody else. Because now that sets the tone and the precedent for men to, you know, try and assume that every woman is a dummy. You know what I mean? And that's why we end up getting tried. That's just how the game goes. But you have to be smarter than that, especially if you are a quality woman that genuinely wants a meaningful relationship. Yes, it's going to look like maybe you're single, you know, for a very long time. And I understand in society, our value is placed on whether or not we're married and whether or not we have, you know, a relationship, we have a man by our side and all these different things. I can't tell you the countless times men will comment on my channel and say, yeah, and that's why you're single. And that's why you're this. Meanwhile, I'm not even single and they'd still be saying this. But of course, when I was single, you know, at first when I was receiving comments like this, I was like, dang, like, ouch a little bit. But then I realized you're the loser commenting on my channel saying this. You're watching me. Okay. You're like, and these men, they want to bully you into submission to accept their ridiculously low standards. All right. All right. These are incels. Okay. We don't need them. Okay. Now, there is psychology to becoming becoming her, let's say, right? So there's three stages of rebuilding yourself. You're going to have to detach, right? Stop romanticizing the things that drain you. Stop doing that. Stop making excuses for, you know, anything in your life. Except you need to practice radical acceptance. You know what? And honestly, it feels better to do that. I live my life like this. I say, you know what? I take accountability for what I did. It's on me. I'll eat that because it is. And that feels freeing for me, honestly, because I don't want to play the blame game with other people. I'd rather just assume, hey, you know what? Fine. It's my fault. I got myself in this position. I need to figure out how I'm going to get myself out of it. Then there's also the reconstruction. So you have to build routines. You have to upgrade your circle. Yes, start to build your routines. I've been actively making it my business to have to show up on schedule for certain things. I've been actively making it my business to try and wake up earlier. Not try, I do wake up earlier. Trying to be more organized, trying to clear up my system of operations, taking my business to the next level, being more serious about how I'm showing up. And it is gratifying. At first, when you wake up, you're questioning your entire existence. Oh my gosh, do I really want this? And all these different things. Yeah, you have to want it bad enough. You really, really do. It has to drag you out of your bed, where the feeling of accomplishment and building yourself and discovering who you are, Think about all the people that have doubted you in your life. I used to be such a passive person where people would say mean things to me and I would be like, I would actually genuinely be unbothered by it. But I think it became a little bit of an issue because it lit nothing under me. It didn't light a fire under me. I didn't care. Like, okay, you want to say this? Like, that's fine. But now I realize the more sweat equity I put into myself, mastering myself, strengthening my faith, becoming more spiritually mature, all the different things. No, I take it very seriously. I understand when somebody is saying things and that's a threat to my, my peace. It's a threat to my my growth, any of the above, okay? And I realize that and I handle it as such. I take my business very seriously. All right. You will not be around me and I'm feeling any sort of weird energy from you. You will not be around me. All right. End of story. So you have to start to build those routines. You have to upgrade your circle, right? Refine your algorithm on Instagram. Okay. Refine your algorithm on TikTok. All right. Do a reset. They let you do that, right? Reset it. Start upgrading the quality of what you're watching. All right, of what you're allowing into your spirit. Refine your skills, start to work on something, set a goal, read 3 pages of a book a day or something like that. It's better than doing nothing because you weren't even reading at all before, or listen to a book if that's what you prefer to do. You don't always have to read, right? Find a hobby that does not require being on your phone, that doesn't keep you digital. Right? I love what's happening right now, right? 2026 basically is 2016 and we're living for it. People are bedazzling now. I think that's going to be my next hobby. They're bedazzling everything. People are crocheting. People are diamond crocheting. I don't know what it's called. Everyone's doing something. We're journaling again. We are writing in planners. We are taking things off of just being solely reliant on what's digital. Substack is back, okay? Like, quality content and quality creators are starting to resurface again, and it feels so good, right? This is where people like me thrive, especially with long-form content, because it's no longer about only, because we need both. It's not only about how fast can you get someone to watch in 6 seconds and da-da-da, you know what I mean? Like, it's now about we're restoring attention spans. That's how we should look at this. We are restoring attention spans where people are able to sit and be able to sit through valuable information and not feel like they have to get it in 3 seconds, right? And that's what makes podcasting so beautiful, all right? Then there's also the integration where you are no longer performing the growth, you are embodying the growth. This means now this is a part of your regular routine. It's not as much as a struggle of anymore for you to wake up early, for you to find out what you're going to be doing as soon as you get up. You are now that person. You are walking in that identity. And identity is only going to change through repeated behavior. It's not going to be the motivation, and it's always going to be the discipline. When I tell you, it is so true when they say, if you rely on motivation, you will really get nowhere, because you will literally be motivated from, on an hourly basis. 1 hour you're motivated, the next hour you don't feel like doing anything. And you just have to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. You have to get sick and tired of yourself and making excuses for yourself and just be sick of the old feeling of like, I'm tired of reaching the same point in my life where I just get nowhere. Right? So become a confident person by keeping promises to yourself. Please believe me when I say that. You will become a confident person when you keep your promises to yourself. Because when you start to respect yourself and you know what? I do everything that I say I'm going to do when I say I'm going to do it. It will make you more of a, it will make you the type of person where you don't allow people that don't respect you in any capacity to disrespect you, because you respect yourself. So why would you allow someone else to come and not respect your time, your presence, anything that you are bringing? Why would you allow that when you don't even treat yourself that way? But the issue is when we don't even respect ourselves, we are not disciplined enough to even follow the things that we want for ourselves. And yet we want people to be able to do it for us. Especially in dating. It does not work like that. And there's a certain energy, because everything is spiritual. There's a certain energy that follows you that you will realize the type of people you even attract as you begin to build these habits and completely change your identity and rebuilding yourself is different. And you don't even have to try. That's how you know it's really worked. The people that are attracted to you are different and you didn't even do anything to try and manufacture it. It just is. Why? Because you were different. You were different. You ever heard that saying where there's like a scent that you carry when you have gone through certain traumas, certain abuse in your life? For all my faith girlies, you know what I mean? There's a certain scent that people that are in abusive relationships carry where it's the only thing that they attract almost, because there's a scent spiritually that you carry, that the same characters are attracted to you. And the same goes for even emotionally unavailable men, all negative traits essentially, right? And you have to actually change as a person in order to attract something different, okay? So then, speaking of faith, right? Transformation requires your wilderness season, right? Before elevation, there will always be isolation when you are building yourself. You can't be afraid to do these things alone, because a lot of this requires you being alone. Before that, you have to, you know, before you get comfortable with your purpose and discover your purpose, there is a process. And sometimes God will strip you of certain environments, relationships, and habits that no longer align with the life that you were called to walk in. So the version of you that kept you safe, but still small, cannot take you into your next season. And this is why nothing is working. This is why you keep circling the drain. And it depends on your level of stubbornness that's going to delay what is next to come in your life in the next season. Because everybody tries everything but God, all right? So you turn around and you're like, nothing's working, nothing's working. Everyone's like, okay, girl, well, like, you know, try Jesus. And it's like, nah, I think I'm just gonna still try and figure it out my own way. Because you think that, I'm telling you, for someone out there, you gotta get in tune, right? So pruning is proof that the growth is coming. That's what's happening, right? So you don't need a new personality. You need new standards, right? You don't need the validation from people. You need the vision. You need to understand that you need self-mastery so that you can become the person that people are afraid that you were going to become anyway, right? You don't need more motivation. You need the structure. You need the systems. Atomic Habits, James Clear. He literally says, there is no difference between poor people, you know, people that have goals and people that don't have goals. Everybody has goals. But what the difference is your system of operations, because that will never fail you. You have to create the right systems in order for you to reach those goals. Everybody has goals and dreams and things like that, but not everyone walks into the fulfillment of them. So are you rebuilding, or are you just rearranging the dysfunction in your life? That's the question. Because we are not doing almost anymore. It's time to lock in. It is the last month of the first quarter. I will just leave you guys with that. So with that being said, guys, make sure that you hype this video up. If you have the option to hype it up, make sure you give it a thumbs up. Make sure that you are subscribed and your bell notifications are turned on. Thank you so much for spending some time with me. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next episode. Mwah.